Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Rico and David have said, oh, we've got a very special question for you in the 4 o'clock. I don't like surprises. I've been waiting for this all day. So what the hell is it you need? How can I assist?
We've been waiting all day.
Right.
For Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Technically waiting all day for 6 o'clock. But go ahead. What do you want to know? What do you want to do here?
It hurts my feelings, man. I enjoy spending
time. It's not a you thing.
You.
It's not a you thing. It's more of an all of this thing.
I took it personal.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Cry about it. What do you want to do?
Mike, here's a question for you.
Okay.
We talked Michigan yesterday. You wanted to talk Michigan State. I was like, hold on. We're going to give them.
Oh, that's what this is.
Okay. We're going to give them equal time where you can, we can ask the listeners and we can ask you a question.
All right, let me hear it.
So Michigan State head coach Jonathan Smith said on Monday, hey, we're excited about the opportunity this month. We've got three games in front of us. At Illinois, Purdue at home, Rutgers at home. They understand we've got a lot to play for this month, so I think they're going to be excited for that. I'm going to ask you this question, Mike. With three games left, you and the listeners, 248-539-9797. Three games left for Michigan State. What does progress look like? Right now, 4 wins, 5 losses. The bowl carrot is still ahead of them and it's obtainable. What does progress look like? What does success for a 4-win team currently at Illinois, which they're 2.5-point underdogs, Purdue on a Friday night, I know you'll be there, and then Rutgers to end the season. What does progress look like?
This is easy for me. Win all three. There's no excuse. Illinois blows. Purdue's firing their coach. They're putting out emails to students saying, don't say mean things about the program. They're sitting there at 1-9. And Rutgers is ass. Win all three. Look, here's my thing. The winning would be the only thing they have because I have never felt there's no juice with this program. Nothing. It's like the Kremlin. You can't get nothing out of nothing. You wouldn't know if Jonathan Smith's alive. They're not recruiting worth a word I can't say. There's no grand, oh, have you seen the artist renderings for the stadium? None of that. There's no, hey, we are going to do a $20 million fundraise for NIL. We got donors. They'll dollar match up to $10 million. We're calling it Spartans Balls Deep or something. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no juice. So the only thing I have left is they got to win all three of these games.
3-0. That's it.
That's the only thing. Okay. Anything, because remember what I said to you to start the year? 7-5, or you can go back to Oregon. It's ridiculous. Look at these three games. How could I tolerate a loss to any of these teams? They're all trash. We already handed away the BC game. And frankly, look, I'm not going to say we gave away the Michigan game. I just thought it was there for the taking. We didn't play well enough.
They didn't capitalize.
But my whole point is, I'm done with that. The season, it's what? What am I holding up? A win against Iowa? That's going to be my trophy? They got to win the last three games to make me feel decent about things so I can go into the holiday season and pray to God that this recruiting thing is just a bad simulation. I don't know. Their recruiting looks like an auto draft at a fantasy football convention. Bob, why you got seven kickers? I don't know what we're doing.
I was late. I didn't show up.
We're getting out-recruited by Cincinnati and South Florida. So for me, it's 3-0. So I'll take the slander. But understand, the 3-0 is not just about, hey, they need to get to 7 like I wanted in the preseason. It's because if I have a pie graph of juice of Michigan State football, there's no pie. There's nothing surrounding this program. I'm speechless because I love Jonathan Smith as a football coach. I saw what he did at Oregon State. I am the loser who liked the turnover chainsaw. But this is like, bro, are you here? Are you awake? Do you recognize you're not in Corvallis? This is the deep end of the pool.
It is a rather weird honeymoon period where, yeah, it kind of feels like a first date where you're just trying to sit and figure out what's going on, and it's a lot of awkward moments. Like, so you like pizza?
3-0. It's the only thing. Now, I'd love to hear your answer. David can comment. I don't care. I'd love to hear from the people. But let's face it. Michigan State football, when they play this way, if you get 5 calls out of this, you get free lunch for me.
Another free lunch?
Bro, I'm just saying.
No.
There's no grand, like, NIL thing to be excited about. There's no grand stadium innovation. There's no recruiting juice. There's just Stugatz. Nothing.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm with you. If you want to see real progress, you go 3-0.
Yes.
You want to see real progress, you go on the road to Illinois, which is a game that Vegas is saying you should win because the only advantage Illinois has is it's being played in Champaign.
You can't lose to a guy who wears a duvet cover as a quarter zip. Cannot.
You finish 7-5. You get the extra practices. You kind of can help out your quarterback and help out your young players. And you get yourself out of the quagmire that would be the bowl game in downtown
Detroit.
So you're
Detroit. Being
3-0. Yes.
Okay, David, from aloft your ivory tower of U of M football, go ahead.
Yeah, looking at the rest of the slate, you got to win all three. You have to win all three. There's no challenge in the last three games with Illinois, Purdue, and I cannot remember the last game, Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not supposed to.
You can't lose any of those games. So three. Yeah, have to win all three.
Because here's the thing. I said 7-5 is what I wanted to see. 6-6, okay, you made a bowl game. But if you lost one of these games.
It's 6-6 and you played Prairie View and Purdue.
And that's what
that's
I was going
really
to say. And that's what I was going to say. One of those wins was a Prairie View win. So, yeah, you need to go out there and you need to do something not expected. And you need to go out there and show me, coming off of another bye week, I would love to see what happened. Like when you came off the bye week and you played Iowa and you shocked the world, like, wait a minute, maybe this team's going to be different.
Look, for all the concerns that Michigan fans had about Sharon Moore, I'll be candid with you. My concern with Jonathan Smith today is the only concern I had when he was hired. I told you, I respect what he's done as a coach, winning at a hard place. And I think he's got great schemes. I have no problem with kind of who he is and how he operates. I said, my fear, he don't know nothing about this place. And he's never had to recruit against the big boys. At Oregon State, you're not recruiting against Oregon. You're not recruiting against USC.
Oh. I mean, I figure in state you were going up against Oregon. No.
Pull up Corvallis on a map. You're recruiting against cows, horses, and donkeys. It's just, it doesn't work that way. So, like, coming here, yeah, it's Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan, it's Iowa, it's Kentucky, it's all these programs. It's all these teams from two conferences. He's not recruiting. He's got no personality whatsoever. There's no buzz. There's no identifiable big fundraising outlay. Like, look, why am I seeing renderings from Mizzou? Missouri?
Well, you technically have the work that's going on for the complex. The stadium? No. I'm saying the athletic complex that Ishbia kicked the money in for.
Let me give you my non-audio response to that.
The practice facility is going to be pretty nice.
That's great. My point to you is 3-0 is the only salvation in an otherwise miserable season, and now what is just extending to be a miserable, largely decade of state football. I need juice. I need something. Well, if there's any hope that this guy's going to come out from his slumber in the offseason and fix this team, go 3-0. Otherwise, what are you selling? Hey, come on here for the come to state. We do mediocre things. What are we selling? Yeah, right. Kenny, exactly. Whee! What are we doing?
Is that sign language of some sort? I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah. Up next, I'll be doing the sign language for the governor. You know, like they do the hand signals? Those people are so intense. I love those people. They're amazing.
No. You can YouTube this. You need to see the signers at rap concerts.
What?
Yeah. You know how people do sign language for the governor and all that? Rap concerts, there's this young lady, and she does signing. You're watching her. You're not watching the act. I'll just say that. I'm not kidding. David, you've seen it, right?
I have seen it. Yeah.
She's phenomenal. Like, you end up watching her.
Okay. Can you get me video evidence of sign language to hit him up? Can you do that for me?
I don't know about that song, but I'll find a video.
Can you do that for me?
Wow.
Remember the song WAP? She did sign language.
Amazing.
For
okay, then.
I'll just leave it at that.
248-539. You know what? At this rate, we got plenty of scholarships available for football at state. Here you go. Here's one for you. I don't play. I don't know. Just do hand signals. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.